Okay, Chag Sameach. We are on Siman Nun Hey Seif Tet Zayin. And there's a picture that's sent out on the WhatsApp that will help for Tet Zayin quite a bit. This chatzer is looked at as two different, the diagram is looked at as two different chatzers. It could just be the structure of a room, it could be an actual chatzer outdoors. And this is the this will help you understand. The bigger portion, obviously, is called the Chatzar Gedola. The smaller portion is called the Chatzar Katana. It's Lav Dafka, one is bigger and smaller. It's just easier to understand that way. But really, it's based on one of the rooms. The right side, you see there's only a clear three walls. And the fourth wall is completely open. There's no wall whatsoever. And the Chatzar Gedola is when you have the room where it's got an actual four walls with a doorway. Okay? So, Chatzar Ketana Shenifritza Bimluwa LaGedola. That's the open fourth wall of the small Chatzar. Dehainu Shenifritza Ketana B'makom Chibura LaGedola, where it's connected, it's open. V'nafol Koloto Kotel. And that entire wall fell down. Shehiya Mafsik B'neim. That was separating them. Uba gedola, and in the big side, nishara mishirit kotel ze shenafal pasim. So the part of it is open, but part of it still has the side portions. Perush me'at kotel yeshar veshave. Mikan u'mikan. On each side, there is still a partial wall. Hagedola kemuflechet min haketana. So that we consider that these are two separate rooms. Ve'ein haketana muflechet min hagedola. But the katana is not considered separate from the big one. Only the big one separate from the small one. Ela harehi kekeren zavichila. But we consider the katana as belonging, like a corner, to the gedola. Okay, lefichach. Therefore, how does that relate to a minyan? Im tisha begedola. If you have nine men in the bigger portion that has four walls. And you have one in the katana, then you're still mitzdarif. Because, as he'll still explain, shakatana nigreret achar gedola. Because the small one follows or gets included with the gedola. And we look as the small room, the chal is part of the big room. Kevan sheharov bagedola. And since most of the minion is in the big one, it all works. The katana and the single person is mitzdaref with the big one. However, if it'd be opposite, you had nine people in the small little corner and only one in the big side, or exactly five and five in mitzdarefin. They do not join to count as a minion together. Okay. Yud Zayin, Haya Shaliach Tzibur Baktana V'Tzibur Bagedola. Now, so, same case, similar idea. And now the Shaliach Tzibur, the Chazan, is in the small Ketana. Motzi'an Yidei Chovatan. He can act as the Chazan for everyone. Shehu Nigrar Achareim. Because he's the single person in the Ketana who follows and gets included along the big one. Okay, the single person has to follow the majority, and the katana has to follow and be included with the gedola, not vice versa. Aval, if the opposite yamaya shaliach tzibur bagedola v'tzibur bakatana, you had nine people in the katana, even 10 people in the katana, and you had the shaliach tzibur in the gedola, eino motzia nidei chovatan, he's not with them in the same room, and he cannot be motzi them as the chazan. She'ein harov nigrar archar hayachid, because the majority of people do not follow the minority, even though he's the chazan. Okay, yurchet im k'tzat asara beveta knesset uk'tzatam be'azara. Now you have some of the people are in the main shul, and some of them are in a different room. Could be ezras nashim, it could be a lobby. Enam mitzdarfim. They don't combine. As we mentioned before, if the Ezras Nashim are made up of walls and it's a separate room, then those are two separate rooms and they're not mitzarfim. But if the mechitza for Ezras Nashim is just made of like a thin little wall as a little partition, so then it's still considered one big room and they are mitzarfim. Yotet. Shaliach tzibor bateva. V'tisha v'veit ha-kneset mitzarfim. Now, just to, it might be easiest to explain, sometimes a shul makes like a little mini type of a room. You would never think of it as a room, but there could be walls of 10 tefachim high where people go up where the bima is. Shamsos, the shuls will have in the middle of the shul a bima with walls around it, and sometimes you even walk up. I'm sure in Tzfat, if I mention the word Tzfat, some of you will understand right away. You have like a little room up the stairs, and there's walls of bars all the way around. Okay. So it's a little common. Okay. That's not a problem. That's still afal pi shihi gavoa asara urechava arba'a, even though those are halachic walls, v'yeshla mechitzot gavoat asara, and the walls are high 10 or more, even to the sky, to the ceiling, v'pnei shihi b'teil agabei beit kneset. These little rooms, per se, are built and they're completely batel to the shul, and they're not considered separate, and they are mistarif, even if you have some here and some there. And some say this heter only applies when these walls don't reach the ceiling. I've never seen a bima where the walls reach the ceiling, so I'm not sure how that could ever be practical. But regardless, that's a minor little machloket that I think has no halachic ramifications. Okay, kaf. Hayu asara b'makom echad v'yomrim kaddish kedusha. So you have 10 people in one room, davening kaddish kedusha. Filu mi she'eno yaman yachol la'anot. So even if someone is not in that room, they're outside the room and they hear, of course, they could answer, no problem. And v'yesh omrim she'tzarich shelo yehe mafsik tinuf o akom. Now, there's an opinion, not, it's nice to keep it lechatchila, but it's not mikar adin. Yesh omrim, that between you answering and the minyan, there should not be any, like tsoa or gedolim, things around the floor that smell, and you can't say Torah next to it. So that makes hefsek as well as a non-Jew in between. Okay. Kaf Aleph. Ir she'ein ba ela asara. Now you have a city that only has 10 people. Ve'achad mehem rotzeh letzeh b'yamim ha'noraim. And on the high holy holidays, one of them want to leave, go on vacation. Mechayevin oto lishe'er. No, they can force him to stay. Or he has the option, lahaskir acher bimkomo. You can pay someone to come in from another town to make up the minyan, because they need him and he's responsible to be there for the minyan. Ve'im heim achadasar ve'rotzim letzeh shnayim. Now, what if there's 11, but two of them want to leave? So then, similar idea. Yaskiru shneim echad b'shutafut bimkomam. So they can together just hire one person to make sure that there's a minyan. Ushneim yifru b'shaveh. And they should both pay equal amounts. However, v'im echad ani ve'echad ashir. One is wealthy and one is not. Porin chetzio lefi mamon v'chetzio lefi nefashot. So you make like a little bit of so half you do equally, and the other half, or it's not exactly 25 and 25%, but that other 50%, that you do based on their, one pays more than the other based on their income. Uschar achazan, al hayotzim ke'al hanisharim. And whether you're in town or not in town, you also, since you're part of the tzibur, you live there, you have to chip in to pay for a chazan. Haga, ve'ein chiluk ben yom rotze lilech zman aroch kodem yom tov olo. It doesn't matter if he's leaving erev yom tov or he plans to leave a long time in advance. He's still living there. Kol shelo yachzor b'yom tov. If he's not going to be there for yom tov, he's responsible to chip in to make sure that someone is there to cover for him. Okay. Kaf bet. Ein kofin laskir lahashlim minyan. Ki im bayamim anoraim. The only time you force someone, you don't force someone to pay for all year. You pay some, but you have to make sure you pay for someone for at least the if someone wants to leave. Yes, he's responsible for the yamim and araim. Uchagon she'ein chaserim kim echad o'shnayim. They're just missing one or two. Eli im kein minag kavua mefursam ba'ir lakof lahasker afilo b'chesron shlosha or ba. And so that's if you're just you're making the minyan fall behind by one or two people. Then you have to make sure you pay for someone to be responsible. That's normal, stam. But unless there's a known minag in the town, that even if three or four or however many people are missing, that the people leaving are responsible. So, im yesh minyan miyoshvei ha'ir, kofin liskor chazan. And once there's a minyan from the regulars who live there, then they can force one another to chip in to pay for a chazan to daven. Haga, v'chein v'makom she'en minyan temin v'beit ha'knesset. Even if there's not always a minyan in shul, kofin zedze b'knesset she'avo temin minyan v'beit ha'knesset. So then the ones who live there can force one another with the penalties to pay if they miss. Because she'lo yidbatel ha'tamid, that the tamid ki'ilu, that they, every day we daven with a minyan and shul should not be abandoned, especially on a kavua basis. Okay. Nun vav. Din aniyat kadish aydei kahal. Yesh achaven baaniyat kadish. One should have kavana when answering to kadish. The famous Gemara on Shabbos: Kola ona amen yesh miraba mevarach bechol kocho korin lo gezar dino. Anyone who says yesh miraba and he answers with all of his strength, they rip up his gezar din in Shemayim. What is bechol kocho? So it refers to having full kavana with your heart and your mind when you say it with the physical dibur. That's bechol kocho. Doesn't mean you have to scream it as loud as you can. Haga v'lo yafsik ben yesh miraba l'mevarach. So here's two opinions. One opinion says you do not make, you don't break between Rabba and the word Mevarach, because Mevarach is attached. It's going on, Yehesh Mei Rabba Mevarach. May Hashem's great name be blessed. Agos Ashri, B'Shemar Zerua, Katab Dover Shvishon, Yafsik Bein Shemei Rabba. Another opinion says, you don't make a hefsek ben shmei and the word rabba. That's according to that. It's saying that God's name should be great, and then mevarach goes on the words forever. Hashem forever should be blessed. All right. So those are the two opinions on where not to make a hefsek. Vilanot oto bekol ram, and you should say it out loud. It helps with the kavana. Lihishtadol larutz kedei lishmoa kadish, and one should be make an effort to always hurry to answer to kadish when he has the opportunity. Haga v'yesh lamot kesheonin kadish v'chol davar shel b'kedusha. The Rama writes that one should always stand whenever the kadish or kedusha is said. The menag of the Sfarim is to sit for both. Umi sheba not kedusha. For Kaddish and Baruch Hu, for Kedusha, everyone stands. Umi shabal beit haKnesset v'shomea kahal onin Kaddish. Someone comes to shul and hears Kaddish. Onayim mehem. You should answer with them. Afopi shelosh shama sheliach tzibur she'amarit gadal v'chule. Even if he didn't hear the whole words of Kedusha, Kaddish, he just hears the last couple words, or he just hears that everybody else is answering. You should answer with. Gama sheliach tzibur also. Lomar Yehesh Mei Rabba. The Shalei Tzibur also should say Yehesh Mei Rabba. U'kashamatchil, and when he starts saying it's gadol, so this is a custom that I don't think anyone has. Yesh Lomar Ve'ata Yigdal Na Kochi. And the Gomer from Bamidbar, Zachor HaChamach, another pasuk from Tehillim. But k'shashaliach Tzibur Omer Yitbarach Kol Ha'amonin Amen. The Shalei Tzibur says Yidbarach, you answer Amen afterwards. V'chen kishomer brichu, also after brichu. And the Sfardim just say Brichu also. They don't say the word Amen. Ashkenazim do. V'chen kesheomer v'imru Amen. And then at the end, after Daman ba'alma, you also answer Amen. What's left out over here is Amen, obviously, from Yitkadal v'yitkadash Shemei Rabbah. Everyone answers Amen. And if you say V'karev Mashiachai, that's also another Amen. V'lo nahagu lomar Amen achar yitbarach. V'lo nahagu lomar Amen achar yitbarach. V'lo achar brichu. He writes that the minhag is not to say Amen after those two times. V'lo yafsik bein brichu. One should not make a hefsek between the words brichu and le'ela, you call birchata. Okay.
We do.
We pause, answer brichu or amen, and then continue. That's correct. Different opinions. There is also another opinion mentioned in the Beit Yosef, and some Sfardim do this. They say, when they answer to Yehishmi Rabbah, they don't just stop after Almaya Yitbarach. All Sfardim say the word Yitbarach. I think most Ashkenazim stop at Almaya. But there is some who have the custom to say all the words till the end, Derman Ba'alma. It's 28 words. Okay, a couple different customs, obviously, on exactly where you pause and what you answer. Dalet, no, Gimel. Ha'onin ad le'almei almaya bilvad to'im hem, ki asur le'afrid bein almaya le'idbarach. He says, it's wrong to stop when you answer to the chazan, yesh me'raba, to stop at le'almei almaya. You have to finish off the word yidbarach, or finish the sentence with the word yidbarach, which is what the Sfardim do. I think most Ashkenazim don't. But I guess it depends on the custom. Dalit, kesha omer achazan yitgadal, when he says the word yitgadal, korea, he bows down a little bit. V'chen, when he says yehei shmei rabba, same when he continues, v'chen b'yidbarach, and when he says brichu, and when he says amen. Hey, v'yachar shesiyem akadish, when you finish, you take three steps back. It's a sign of kavod because you're in the middle of saying a davar shebikdusha. So instead of just walking right away, you take an honorable three steps back as kavod to the tefillah and the makom hashchina. And all these last things that we mentioned are customs, but there's no mikar din halacha on these issues.
On Dalit, Avel has to bow at the same points, or is it just the chazan? And Avel says the kaddish yosef.
I don't know what the custom is. All depends on the custom. There's no real halacha on this. Okay, Nun Zayin. Din baruchu v'ani ato. Omer shaliach tzibur baruchu ad Hashem ha-mevorach v'ani nachara baruch Hashem ha-mevorach le'olam va'ed. Right, we're all familiar how to answer the baruchu. And he says, V'chozer shaliach tzibur, and the shaliach tzibur also answers, V'omer baruch Hashem ha-mevorach le'olam va'ed. So only the shaliach tzibur says baruch, the words baruchu, and everyone says the words baruch Hashem ha-mevorach. Ideally, the shaliach tzibur repeats it after the tzibur, but that's not crucial. V'nagu shaliach tzibur ma'arich b'baruchu, and there are some who have the custom when the shaliach tzibur, he says baruchu, it takes him a while, he says it slowly, and there's a little tefillah yitbarach v'yishtabach that the kahal can say. You know, I don't think I've seen this, but okay, base. Makom shenagu litzok al chavreim ben kadishu baruchu yitzer or oladaber b'tzorchei rabim to'im hem. People who yell out to their friends or talk or even deal with things that are for the tzibur between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, right? This is a chachras, between Kaddish and Baruch Hu, after Yishtabach and before Yetzer Or, are making a mistake because it's a hefsek and it's they're all connected and united. It's not exactly a perfect unit. There are different, right? But you mentioned to Kaddish, mostly is part of Psukei de Zimra, but it's also the bridge, and it's also they're connected, and one is not supposed to make any kind of a hefsek. Okay, we are starting. Hilchot Kriyat Shema, Siman Nun Chet, Si'if Aleph. Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharit. When is the earliest time to say Kriyat Shema Shacharit? Ideally, it's Mishiyira et Chaveru Haragel Imel Ketzad. It's in the morning. It's after dawn, daybreak. There are different opinions exactly when this is. Maybe 10 minutes, maybe 30 minutes after dawn. But it's at a period where it starts to get light enough that you could see a friend, someone that you know, not a close friend, but someone that you're familiar with. Maybe someone you don't talk to too much, but you see him in shul once in a while. Berichuk arba amos, when you're four amos away, via kirenu, and then you recognize who this person is. Obviously, if you don't know who he is, you'll never recognize him, and if you know him well, then you'll recognize him from even much farther, so that's not what we're dealing with. V'nimshach, so that's the time when it starts, lechatchila, v'nimshach zmana atsof shalosh sha'ot. And the zman continues, the latest, you can say kriyat shema, is three sha'ot zmaniot, three daytime halachic hours, shehu revia hayom, which is one quarter of the day, right? There's 12 sha'ot zmaniot. You take, it's also a question, how do you decide that? Does it go from sunrise to sunset? Or does it go from dawn to tzeit? Whichever it is, machloket, you divide those hours, let's say it's 12 hours, 14 hours, you divide it into 12 equal parts. Each part is a sha'at zmanit. Mitzvah min ha-muchar likrota kevatikin, and the mitzvah min ha-muchar, the best way to do it, the most appropriate way to do it, is to daven like the vatikin, the older tzaddikim, perush, talmidim. One perush is talmidim. Students, Rashi Perush, Anashim, Anavim, Umechabavin, HaMitzvot. It's modest people who honor the mitzvot. Shehayu Mechavnin, Likrota Me'at, Kodem HaNeitzachama. That they would have in mind to read it, the Kriyat Shema, right a few minutes right before Neitzachama, sunrise. Perush Yitziyat HaChama, Kmo HaNeitzu HaRimonim, based on blossoming, blooming of the pomegranates. So that's for the sun, blooming in the morning. Kedei Sheyesayem Kriyat Shema Birchotea Im HaNeitz HaChama. So that when you finish Kriyat Shema, Birchos Kriyat Shema, right at Neitz HaChama, V'yismoch HaTefillah, and you right away you put next to it, you attach the tefillah, Shachris, Miyad BeHaNeitz HaChama, immediately at Neitz HaChama. Chazal say it's a very big mitzvah, big schar, to do this, to daven at this time. Now, there is an opinion, just to point out, that even if a person is not davening tefillah at Neitz HaChama, there is an opinion that says one should even try and daven Kriyat Shema at Neitz HaChama. Neitz HaChama is good for both. Ideally, the main thing is tefillah, and then to do Kriyat Shema right before. And just to point out, as I'm sure we're all aware, Neitz HaChama, I think the halacha is clear that we always follow the astronomic sunrise and sunset for figuring out the hours of the day and what day it is. But when it comes to davening Shacharis, I'm not sure which is the most prevalent custom, but there are two very common customs, followed halachically, to daven. You go after the astronomic neitz astronomy, or neitz hanir'eh, when you actually see the sun come up above the mountains. And again, how exactly do you apply this? Because you could be standing right behind a huge cliff, and you won't see it till you'll miss 3 hours even, in the first 3 hours of the day. Right. That's another issue if there's no sun at all. Okay. Let's see. We are in the Haggah. Okay. Agar shiur anetzachama hu kamo shiur sha'a achat kodem she'ale kol guf hashemesh al haaretz. So, literal translation, the Achronim don't really understand this so well, or they argue on how to explain it, or there's a different girsa. So I'll just translate it, but it's not really relevant for us to understand or the halacha. He says, from the time that the sun begins to rise and finish rising, that you can actually see it, maybe he's also referring to the Nates Nira and Nates Astronomy, whatever, he says it takes 1 hour. Okay, some say a tenth of an hour, 2-3 minutes, but okay, well, we'll continue. Bet imlo karaota kodem anetzachama yesh olahaktim likrota v'mehira kol ma sheyuchal. If he cannot read it before netzachama, you don't get up early enough, you're not ready, whatever, say it as soon as you can. Don't push it off till the third hour. Gimel mishehu anus, someone who's anus, he's not able to say it. Kegon shaya mashkim atzeit lader, and he wasn't able to say it at the right time. But he has to leave early. Mashkim latzeit laderach bimkom gedudei chaya velistim. He has to go travel, and it's dangerous on the road, and you can't stop on the road. Shelo yechol amod v'lo lechaven afilu parasha rishona. Even for one parsha, afilu al levavecha, even a couple of psukim. Oh, shebnei ashayir ahochi mehir avliyam tinu lo klal. He's got to catch the bus, the train, and no one's waiting for him. Yachol yikrota im birchotea misha'ala amud ashachar. So in the case of Onis, it's 100% for this person. Now it's like Lechatchila. For this person's allowed to already daven Kriyat Shema starting from Amud HaShachar. Because how do we learn when the earliest time from Kriyat Shema is? It's from the word Uvku Mecha, when you get up. So some people already get up from Amud HaShachar. So the other time is Mishiyakir, which is ideal, we mentioned, but this is Bishat Adchak, this is what one should do. The Kevin Sha'ala Amuda Shachar Shapir Kerinan Bei Uveku Mecha Vegam Shapir Mikre Yotzer Or. Shulchan Aruch writes, you could even say all of Birchot Kriyat Shema because you said Yotzer Or. Sorry, you can also say Yotzer Or. It's not a problem because it's based on the light is starting, or it's on the minhag of the day. It's a bracha of Shavach in general, not actually seeing the light. So that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Many post-game say, maybe the minority, but many do say, it's better not to say Yotzer Or because until Mishiyakir. So even if you're going to daven right away at daybreak, Alos HaShachar, so start with Av Rabba or Avat Olam, whichever your custom is, the second one. And you just start right there. You don't start off with the word Baruch. You just start right there and you keep going all the way through Tefillah. And then you'll say Yotzer Or later on in the day. Wait a half an hour or whatever it is, 10 minutes, half an hour, and you'll say it later. It's okay if it's out of order. We'll see that clearly shortly. But if it's not a time of Sakana, and you can just stop. They can wait for you. Not such in a hurry. So even though you want to start leaving, and you do leave earlier in the morning, that's fine. Just stop on the way in the middle and wait until the proper time to daven. Should we stop or do one more? Do one more here? Okay. Dalid, im kera'a misha'ala amud ha-shachar. If a person read it starting from amud ha-shachar, afal pi shelo haya anus, even though he wasn't an anus and he wasn't supposed to say it yet, but he did say it. Yatza b'diavad. That's a case of b'diavad, and you are yotze. V'im kira'a below brachot. And if you said it without the brachot, yachzor likrota bizmana im brachot. Then you should say it in the proper time with the brachot. Hey, im le'anas below kara kriyat shema arvit ad shalim u'deshachar. So what happens if you didn't say kriyat shema at night time until amud ha-shachar? Kivan shadayin lo ha-netzachama. It wasn't sunrise yet. So a person missed the Marib, he fell asleep, and then he wakes up in the morning, and it's already Alot HaShachar, but it's not Nates. You can still say Kriyat Shema at nighttime then, because people are still sleeping. Anus, lo yikra az kriyat shema pam sheni, let's say ba yedei chovat kriyat shema shel yom. What if you have to leave early? Then you can't say kriyat shema in that same time period. Sheme achar she'asa le'ota sha'a layla yevshel achazur la'asota yom. Since you made that time period between alosa shachar till nates, till sunrise, since you turned that into your kriyat shema for nighttime, you can't also use that same hour or 72 minutes or whatever it is for kriyat shema of the you can use that same time for the kriyat shema of the daytime as well. I think we'll stop, right? Okay? All right.